Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 14th installment of Thoughts on Hanukkah. There is a very famous question asked regarding the Al Hanisim Tefillah that we say in the Shemona Esrei and the Birkat HaMazon, the benching of Hanukkah, which is, if you contrast Al Hanisim to the Gemara, which discusses Hanukkah, there seems to be a very basic discrepancy. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, in the second chapter of Maseches Shabbos, asks, "My Hanukkah? What's Hanukkah?" Rashi explains, "Al Eizeh Neis Kavua, for what miracle did they establish Hanukkah?" And the Gemara goes to great lengths to talk about the beautiful story of the miracle of the menorah. Fine, that's a story that we know. If you look at the Al Hanisim is all about the story of the war, that it was such a dangerous experience, such a challenging experience for the Jewish people, and they had no chance against the Yavanim, and they won the war. So there's a line in the Al Hanisim, Vidliku Neros B'chatzros Kodshecha, that they lit candles in your holy courtyard. So some say that's considered a reference to the menorah miracle. But the bottom line is, the Al Hanisim is all about the war. Maybe there's an allusion at some point to something else. And the Gemara in Shabbos is all about the miracle of the menorah. So which one is it? And what, whichever one it is, why is the other source so deficient in what it's talking about? So Reb Chaim Friedlander has a very interesting approach. Reb Chaim Friedlander says that the Gemara's issue in Shabbos is not what striking thing happened on Hanukkah. There were two striking things that happened on Hanukkah. The Gemara's question in Shabbos is, how did the rabbis know that they should set up a day? You know, a lot of wonderful things have happened through our history. You could have holidays throughout the calendar. We do have holidays throughout the calendar, but really holidays throughout the calendar. So how did they know? So the Gemara's answer is that there was a supernatural miracle that happened at a time that there were no longer supernatural miracles. This oil burned for 8 nights when there was no reason for it to do so. It should have burned for 1 night. And so the rabbis looked at that, and the rabbis said, wow, God has just done a remarkable miracle for us that really wasn't essential, as we've discussed earlier in this series. Worst comes to worst, they would have gotten some impure oil and lit it in the menorah on the second day of Hanukkah, on the second day. Or if they would have held that that was not an option, they would turn to God and say, it's an ones, it's beyond our control, we tried our best, and that's life. There are definitely times in our mitzvah observance that we would like to do it, and we just can't. We just don't have the tools to perform the mitzvah. So this miracle really didn't have to happen. And not only did it happen, but it happened in such a supernatural way. I mean, God could have miraculously helped them find some more pure oil. And it could have achieved the same end. What did you need this remarkable miracle for? So they intuitively understood, the rabbis at the time understood, that God is sending us a message. That we need to know that the same way that this miracle of the menorah is such an obvious miracle, the miracle of the war that we just finished and that we survived it and that we pushed the enemy back and that we got the temple back and that's what brought us into the temple to find the pure oil and we only found 1 night's worth of pure oil, et cetera, the war was as remarkable a miracle, just less obvious, but no less special and no less important. And so therefore, the Gemara on Shabbos is addressing a basic question. How did the rabbis know they should establish a day for this, for this event, or establish a holiday for this event? So that the answer was the fact that it was such an obvious miracle, they took it as a message from God. But the message from God is not just to focus on a supernatural miracle. What does it have to do with me in my life today? I haven't had any supernatural miracles to the best of my knowledge, and I don't expect any anytime soon. The message of Hanukkah is really the war. The message of Hanukkah is to think about the menorah, take notice of the menorah, and then to put in my head, and that means there are so many things that happened in those days and in my days that are remarkable and are the divine assistance. You know, we have, thank God, we're so fortunate to have this wonderful state of Israel. There have been tremendous, tremendous military achievements that it's very hard to not see the hand of God in them. And it happens in our personal lives in so many different ways. I was once speaking in Shul about, heaven forbid, we should all be well, we should all be safe, but about terrorist dangers in our country. And I made a comment, 9/11 was terrible. But it's remarkable that since 9/11, we haven't had another major terrorist event in the United States. And there was a fellow in the shul who actually has worked in has a high-ranking position in security, in national security. And he was sitting there shaking his head. And he said, there's no way, if not for the help of God, that it hasn't happened again. There's no way to understand it if not for the help of God, to see the hand of God. So the Al HaNisim is what we're really supposed to be reflecting on when we daven during Hanukkah, when we bench during Hanukkah. The Gemara is asking a question, how did they know of all the wonderful miracles? Because they happen through the generations, through the years of all the wonderful miracles. How did they know to establish a holiday? This was a supernatural miracle, so they knew there was an extra special message from God. But the message was, think about the war. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.